Hi, I'm Lisa Vondrasik, the curator of the Children's Literature Research Collections of the University of Minnesota, also known as the Curlin Collection. And today on Read This Book I Have...
Hi, I'm Lacey McMillan from the University Libraries, and I do a lot of outreach and teaching to undergraduate students. I work at the desk at Wilson Library, and I also dabble in our social media, so it's very fun.
Ooh, now Lacey, what did you bring for us today?
So today I'm going to be talking about this wonderful series by Sonali Dev, and it's all about the Rajays family, and they're an Indian American family, kind of like with an influential background. And this series is all about romance. It's a romance series, so I really love it.
Fabulous. Can you give me the titles?
Yep. So the first two books are called Pride, Prejudice, and Other Flavors. The second book is called Recipe for Persuasion. And then today I have the other two books in the series, Incense and Sensibility, and The Emma Project. So
okay.
As you can tell, there's a theme here.
Is there a Jane Austen
yes.
theme going on? Can you tell me a little bit about that? So we know
yes.
Jane Austen is pretty much the beginning of romance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a contemporary?
Yeah, contemporary romance, a very like...
Where in the United States is it set?
So these are Indian American immigrants that kind of like settled in San Francisco. And
uh-huh.
I think it's really interesting because, yes, they're Jane Austen adaptations, but... It's the stories are a little loose with those themes from Jane Austen, but it's like really heavily delving into the themes about, you know, family relationships.
And it's centered mm-hmm. in what culture?
More like Indian, like people that are from an Indian background with royalty. So they are
oh.
very privileged. They've been described by the author as like the Indian Kennedys, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm. so we're looking at a certain level of privilege.
Yes, yes.
Maybe mm-hmm. we might be a little envy of their lives.
Yep, yep. So it really digs into the themes of, you know, like how privilege and power and class dynamics kind of like impact, you know, these families and the people that they like choose to have relationships with.
And so I'm always looking for a series, like lately someone's been saying, you know, you need to have more fun in your reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would this be that for me?
I mean, they're pretty fun. There's always a happy ending, which I love. I love to read romance as like a palate cleanser between, you know, maybe some like tougher topics. But I would say that there are some really tough topics that get discussed in these
mm-hmm.
books too, which I feel like people are surprised that romance books might have mm-hmm. these kinds of topics. But, you know, family relationships can be really tough, and there's some trauma, there's like addiction. Characters are dealing with a lot of stuff.
Is it dealing with real life?
Yep, exactly.
Like anything else?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking forward to delving in them, but I also noticed did you bring a Kindle?
Yes, I did bring my Kindle. Because
why?
Well, yes. Well, we at the libraries actually have Libby now, which is super exciting. So if you need a good fun read, but prefer maybe a different format, you know, the
uh-huh.
e-books, the audiobooks,
uh-huh.
we've got you covered. So you can actually just, you know, sign into Libby with your U of M ID and password and access, you know, hundreds more fun reading titles right at your fingertips on your device.
Wow, this has been a very informative Read This Book. And thank you for coming today, and I look forward to further recommendations. And that's all the time we have for today's Read This Book.